Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, after my last community comment about the size of our federal government, some people have said that they are still not convinced that our government is too big. So I decided to further my argument with more statistics and facts that hopefully will convince those still in doubt. There is a big difference between the old and the new way of governing. As a lawyer and as a reader of numerous pieces of literature, I was proud to have read the Hillsdale College publication called Imprimis. In this particular publication, the author, who is the president of the college, Larry Arn, said that our laws in America used to be simple and beautiful, and they were written with care, and citizens could understand them. But he goes on to say that the four laws that founded America, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and the Constitution of the United States, were no more than 4,500 words long. In 1862, Congress passed the Homestead Act, which gave 10% of all U.S. land, more than 270 million acres, passed into the hands of individual citizens. The Homestead Act was 1,320 words. Compare the Northwest Ordinance and the Homestead Act. They're perfect examples of the older constitutional way of governing with the new bureaucratic way of imposing central control, rules, and processes that no one can understand. For instance, the Affordable Care Act, now commonly known as Obamacare, runs over 363,000 words, and this does not include the countless rules and regulations that have been generated since its passage. No wonder Nancy Pelosi said we must pass the bill before we can read it and know what's in it. This bill is not a mandate, it's not a readable or comprehensible. The publication goes on to say that there are two characteristics and dangers of the new way of governing. First, if you look at the size of the federal budget, you see that in economic terms, the government is beginning to rival the rest of the entire country. Our private sector has been diminishing. Our Constitution placed sovereignty and control of limited government and owes its authority to the governed, which are us, the citizens of this great country. Later, the Declaration says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or modify it and to institute a new government. I leave you with a point to ponder. I tend to agree with Mr. Arn when he says that there are new ways of education, just like there are new ways of governing. Think about it. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.